Chapter 6, The Secret Sixth Chapter, Lead Generation Marketing. You made it. Well done. Since you have arrived at the Secret Sixth Chapter, I will assume you are committed to learning more about how to effectively market your amazing dog walking business. Let's imagine you have launched a little dog walking business and you know there are dog owners in your town who need their dogs walking. You shouldn't need to convince them they need to find a walker for their dogs. They know that already, I hope. The marketing trick you need to pull off is to convince them to want to get their dogs walked by you. And the easiest way to do that is with lead generation marketing. But before I introduce you to the wonderful world of lead generation marketing, it's probably a good idea for us to look at the wrong way that most pet businesses approach marketing. How most normal pet businesses work. Most businesses advertise their products or services by shouting very loudly about what they do. Sometimes on flyers or in the local newspapers, but more increasingly on social media. Then, when they have shouted loud enough, usually about a special offer they are running, they may or may not get some people coming through the door, a small percentage of whom will go on to be clients. But, and it's a big but, often these clients were only attracted by the initial offer. They are often, but not always, price buyers and will jump ship and drop you like a used poo bag as soon as they see someone else offering the same thing as you at a cheaper price. These price buyers usually make terrible clients and are best avoided. Most of the other potential clients who didn't buy from you aren't even looking at the price you charge. The fact is, most people just don't buy straight away because they aren't ready to buy what you are selling just yet. They don't know you enough to trust you with their business. There may be a few people who see your flyer or hear about you from a friend the very day they need a dog walker, but most of them simply won't need what you are offering at the moment. This doesn't mean to say they won't need you sometime in the future. So they may have a dog, but they may not require a walker right now. Or they may have a walker already they are happy with, but they may want to change in the future. Or they may not even have a dog yet, but are thinking about getting one in the future and so may need a walker further down the line. So there are a whole bunch of dog owners who could be potential clients of yours in the future, but you miss out on their business because they don't need you yet. But that's just business, right? You win some and you lose some. Well, yes and no. See, marketing in the style described above relies on the prospect buying your thing straight away. So a prospect sees your leaflet or poster, or your advert on Facebook or in a magazine, or maybe they just stumble across your website. But before they get a chance to make a note of your contact details or bookmark your page, they get distracted. The phone rings, or the dog barks, or they get a Facebook notification about their cousin's new hat, or they remember they have to go and pick the kids up from school. Then they are gone. And unless Mr. or Mrs. Dog Owner has a photographic memory, then you and your business are forgotten. Forever. This style of marketing is known as off-the-page selling. It relies on prospects buying straight away, and it is unfortunately how most businesses operate. They allow prospects to come and go, and there is rarely an attempt to take any details to follow up with the client, so the opportunity to make a sale is lost. So wouldn't it be a great idea if we could somehow take that prospect's contact details and keep in touch with them over time, so that when they do need a dog walker, you are the first person they think of calling? Well, there is, and it's called lead generation marketing. The non-new way to market your pet business. Firstly, I should stress there is nothing new about lead generation marketing. It has been around for many years, and you can apply the principles of it in almost any industry or business. So what is it? Lead generation is where, instead of allowing a prospect to leave your website or your shop straight away, you give them something in exchange for their contact details. Then you follow up with them relentlessly, both online and offline, and over time you position yourself as the obvious choice when they are actually ready to buy what it is you sell. Here are two very good reasons why lead gen is better than off-the-page selling. Lead generation takes the pressure off you having to sell to someone straight away and allows you to keep in touch with them and so have many opportunities to sell to them over time. Depending on the prospect and how good your follow-up is, that keep in touch phase may last a week, a month, 6 months, or even a year or more. But in that time, you can start to actually build a relationship with these prospects. You can bring them into your world, and by using the strategies we talked about earlier in the book, you will weed out the people who aren't a good fit for your service and pull towards you the perfect prospects so that when they need a dog walker, you are the first person they think of. Getting your prospects' contact details so you can keep in touch and follow up with them sounds like an obvious and a very profitable thing to do, right? Of course it does. So how do you do it? Let's deal with each in turn. How to get your prospects' contact details. This is not as easy as you might think. Consumers are naturally protective of their contact details and reluctant to give them away, so we need to give them something in exchange. Ideally, this will be something that is of high value to them, but relatively inexpensive for us to produce and duplicate. The most commonly used thing is a free report or tip sheet. The king of direct response marketing, Dan Kennedy, named this a lead magnet. So in your case, you could put together a short PDF that they can download, for which the headline might be, 5 questions you must ask your potential dog walker. Or, discover the 3 crucial training mistakes that almost all irresponsible dog walkers make. Your free report should be something that hits on a pain point and solves a problem your prospect has. Think of something that is causing them worry or frustration, and something that only your free report PDF will provide the answer to. You aren't your prospect. You may have been dog walking for a number of years and know everything about the dog walking industry. Your prospect, however, does not. And if they are a dog owner who is looking for a dog walker, or will be sometime in the future, then downloading a free report that tells them the 5 questions you must ask your potential dog walker will be very useful indeed. As an additional tip, the easiest way to find out what frustrations and worries your customers have is just to ask them in a survey or questionnaire. Don't think your clients don't have problems. We all have problems. Men, women, parents, golfers, horse and dog owners all have problems. You and I both have problems we need help fixing. The trick is to match the prospect's problem to your solution. That is why targeting is so important. I'm sure in the past you have been offered a free report or a tip sheet when you landed on a website. That's lead generation in action. But I bet you only clicked on the advert and downloaded the PDF if you thought the free information would fix a problem you have. Well, the same rules apply to your prospects. You only want people expressing an interest and leaving their contact details if they have a problem your service can fix. What happens next? So the prospect gets their free report from you, which gives them the answer to the problem they have. The information you give should be easy for them to understand, and it should do what you promised it would, but no more than that. If you do that successfully, then your report will help to position you as an expert and a credible source of information, and it also allows you to tell a bit of your story too. All of these elements are crucial to building the know, like and trust process that we know a prospect has to go through before they buy from us, which we talked about in Chapter 4. When do you start selling? Well, that's up to you, and there's no reason why you can't start selling to your prospects straight away, as soon as you have got their details. In fact, there may be some prospects who will convert into clients almost immediately. So you could include an offer at the end of the report for a free consult, a phone call, or a discounted service, but that will probably still be too soon for most people to consider jumping on board as a client. That's not a problem though, because you have a secret weapon. Their contact details. Specifically, their email address. With their email address, you have the opportunity to do something which almost no other dog walking businesses will do, and that is follow up. The fortune is in the follow up. As I said before, even if you think you are the best dog walker in town, most prospective clients just aren't ready to buy at the first point of contact with you. But now you have their email address, you can follow up with them as many times as you like. Emailing your clients is a very effective form of follow-up, and you can send daily, weekly, or monthly emails. I send daily emails because I find the more emails I send, the more money I make. To make email marketing work for you, the emails should be story-type emails, rather than glossy newsletter brochure-type emails with pictures that you get from Next or Sports Direct. Following up with email allows you to entertain and educate your prospect about what you do and how you can help them. And it gives you almost unlimited opportunities to remind them they can buy your service, also known as selling. If you do that, then on the day they wake up and need a dog walker, you will be the first and only name that pops into their head. Sending regular emails is only one way to follow up with your prospects, and it might not even be the most effective for you, so it's good to try a number of ways and see which one works best in your business. Whatever you do though, don't dismiss email just because you don't like getting emails or think they won't work in your market. They will. I turned my business into the UK's number one dog adventure company, launched 2 online businesses, and have sold well over 1,000 copies of my books, all through email marketing. Email marketing bonus. When I do my seminars and events, I always get questions about email marketing. So to help you get started, I have a 7-day email crash course, which shows you in more detail how you can use email marketing as the perfect follow-up to turn your prospects into clients and grow your dog walking business fast. To get this course, go to www.growyourpetbusinessfast.com and click on the free resources tab. Other ways to follow up with your potential clients. Offline follow-up can work wonders too, and by offline I mean anything that's not online, so phone calls, postcards, leaflets, newspaper adverts, etc. Your book, which you are going to write, aren't you, is a perfect introductory product which will give the client lots of useful information and help position you as the expert dog walker in your town, or the world. Nothing quite stamps your authority on a prospect's mind like your own book on a subject. It's the perfect business card and well worth spending time doing. Your book is a great thing to sell in your emails too. Sales of your book may even help cover the cost of your advertising, as they have done for me in the past. It might even be worth you giving your book away to get your prospect's physical home address. Then you can follow up with them with the easiest follow-up tool, your monthly or quarterly newsletter. Why you should have your own newsletter. A free printed newsletter that you send out to your prospects every month or once a quarter is one of the best offline follow-up tools. You can get your prospects to sign up for the newsletter on the thank you page after they have given the details for the free report, and you can keep offering it to them in your emails too. The newsletter doesn't need to be anything fancy. A simple A4 piece of paper folded in half will be quite cheap to get printed up. In the newsletter, you can include some dog walking tips, a bit of a story about something interesting that happened on a walk that month, maybe a recipe for some homemade dog biscuits, and a customer of the month. Bingo! Easy peasy. A physical newsletter like this is more powerful than just an email because it comes in the post, which almost forces your prospect to read it. It will also lie around their house for a week or so and act as a nice reminder to them that your business exists and it's where they should go when they need a dog walker. Yes, all this follow-up is going to cost a certain amount of money, but it's much less than you think. And you need to stop thinking of this as a cost and instead think of it as investing in relationships with your clients. Newsletter bonus. I practice what I preach and produce a free 4-page monthly newsletter, the Pack Leader Business Gazette, for everyone who buys a copy of this book. In it, I tell stories and I give business hints and tips, which helps keep me in touch with my tribe. To sign up for my free paper and ink newsletter, go to www.growyourpetbusinessfast.com and click on the free resources tab. Lifetime customer value. So you may spend £5, £10 or even £50 sending out a copy of your newsletter or book to a handful of prospects. But think of the return you will get back on that. If just one prospect out of 10 turns into a client who then proceeds to get a dog walked once a week on your new gold package, £30, then it is more than worth the effort. 52 weeks times £30 equals £1,560 a year. Times that by 3 years, or whatever is the average time a client uses your service, and you have £1,560 times 3, equals £4,680. I think a £4,680 return on investment from a brand new client for an investment of £10, £20 or even £50 which you have spent on free copies of your book or newsletters is a pretty good return. In my experience, and the experience of my inner circle members, this certainly beats the return you will get from paying for Facebook likes or SEO work on your website. That lifetime value described above doesn't include any additional products or services that you can sell that person over the time they remain a client, which, if you keep delivering outstanding service to them, will hopefully be a very long time. Technically, once you have a client and you keep delivering the goods, there is no reason they shouldn't remain a client forever. The hard part is getting them to take that first step and commit to you in the first place. That's why switching your marketing to a lead generation model like I described here is such a great idea. It's also where I, and most of the pet business owners I coach, have their greatest successes too. Lead generation is a much more measurable and targetable approach to building a client base and a profitable business. Lead generation may not be as sexy as using Periscope or Twitter or whatever the latest new fad is on social media, but trust me, it works. I know because I use it to market all my dog businesses. Lead generation is the road less travelled by most businesses, but as with anything in life, the majority are almost always wrong. Don't write lead generation marketing off as being too difficult to implement in your own dog walking business. There's a lot to take in here. I hope this book has intrigued you and inspired you to believe you can achieve much more with your business if you get your positioning right and have your marketing systems firing on all cylinders. By launching your own business, you've stated that you want something different in your life than a job working for the man. That is a big, brave step, but it's just the first step. What comes after that is more important because not all businesses survive. In fact, 80% of all new businesses cease trading within 5 years, and you really don't want to be one of those statistics. When you chose dog walking, you picked a profitable, popular, and growing niche which shows no signs of slowing down. But sadly, you can't rely on just your dog walking and customer service skills to get your business to the top and keep it there. Ultimately, it will be the businesses who walk dogs brilliantly, treat their clients fabulously, and market themselves effectively who are most likely to thrive and reach the heady heights of being the go-to dog walker in town. Don't leave it to chance, though. Step up today, and as well as implementing the ideas I have shared with you in this book, you should commit to learning more about how to market your business effectively. How far can you take your business? In this book, I believe I have given you the key foundations that will help you better position your business so you can quickly be seen as the premier dog walker in your town. And if you agree, then please leave a review on Amazon for me. In this secret sixth chapter, I also give you an overview into lead generation marketing. You know how it works and why it's so effective, and you have lots of ideas you can swipe right now and implement in your own business. What's next for you? Marketing, much like dog training, is not a one-hit wonder, and you can't expect to learn everything you need to know in one book or course. I myself continue to invest in my marketing and my dog training knowledge, although it's the marketing training which makes me more money. And there's a lot more for you to learn. To have a true sales machine, you also need to know how to identify and attract your ideal client, how to build products and offers that your client will buy, how to use referrals to grow your business, how to increase the range of products and services you have to offer so you can extract maximum value from every prospect who you turn into a client, how to build continuity into your business so you have more regular and predictable income, and how to automate your marketing and systemize your business so you can scale and grow beyond your current location, or even just how to take more time off to enjoy other aspects of your life, relaxed in the knowledge that your business is still ticking over and growing even while you are not there to oversee everything. So if you want it, then there's a lot more to learn, and to help you, I have some more in-depth free training for you to enjoy. Head to www.growyourpetbusinessfast.com and click on the free resources tab.